You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Job, chapter 28 and verse 28. And he said to the human race, "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding." You may have had different definition of wisdom. Some say wisdom is the application of knowledge. But the scripture says, and it says this to the entire human race. It says, and it said to the human race, "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom." You are not considered wise if you do not fear God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To fear God is to acknowledge God, is to acknowledge that there is a creator who created you. To fear God is to be aware that you cannot do whatever you like. You must do that which pleases God. He says to fear God is wisdom. Many people are doing evil and all kinds of strange things today because they do not fear God. You see, the fear of God is revealed in how you live with humans. It is revealed with how you live with your neighbor. The reason why you will take your neighbor's money and convert it to your own is because you don't fear God. The reason why you will go and sleep with your neighbor's wife is because you don't fear God. The reason why you will take your body and prostitute it is because you don't fear God. He says, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. A man cannot be said to be wise if he doesn't fear God. What wisdom is that? So you see a man that is doing all kind of innovation in the world, but he doesn't even believe in God. And you said, wow, that's a wise man. That's not a wise man. That's actually a foolish man. You see, the rich man who built his farm and made so much, as say to his soul, "My soul, relax, let's eat." In the eye of the world, that's an entrepreneur. That's a smart guy. But the Lord Jesus said, "Thou fool, thy soul shall be required of you today." So a man can be a genius. He can be a billionaire in the world. And yet he's considered a fool in the kingdom of God. He's considered a fool in the real sense of life. True wisdom starts with fearing God. And it says to shun evil is understanding. Do you know what that means? The reason why you are not saying no to evil is because you lack understanding. It's quite interesting when we read Proverbs chapter 6. It says, "He that commits adultery lacks understanding." When you combine it with this scripture, you now understand. The reason you are doing evil, the reason you are practicing sin, is because you lack understanding. You don't have understanding. So when you see somebody that is doing evil, just know that they don't have understanding. You know, the difference between man and animal is understanding. You will look at the animal, you say, why don't the animal just do this? That animal lacked that kind of understanding. It is in the same way among humans, that you can't comprehend why somebody would rather take smuggling drug only to get caught and be put in prison for 20 years. What a waste of life. What a waste. And you're asking yourself, why would this person do this, knowing the risk that you will be caught? Rape in my country, the sentence is life imprisonment. So why will you go and rape somebody only to be put into prison for the rest of your life? You lack understanding. But the good news today is that in Jesus dwells the fullness of the wisdom of God. You can come today to become wise and receive understanding in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.